That was Marv Levy, and nobody this week wants to lie in the fetal position and whimper. And Marv Levy got back up and became a Hall of Fame coach. He was talking about when he was first fired by the Chiefs. Dick Vermeil lost that Super Bowl, came back and won one. And, you know, this show, if it's anything, tries to show how some people can find their hero in them. And we're going to talk about that in a second with Jerry Kramer and with Willie Davis. Coming up in a second, Gary McCord from CBS Golf and Kevin Young, 13-year Major League Baseball player, about protege sports and how we can extend this wisdom from years playing under the intense scrutiny of the spotlight, and how we can give those skills of the sports we play to the next generation. Here is Dick Vermeil on the running game, and Willie Davis, I'd like your comment on what a difference it makes.
Well, they played at home on artificial surface. If you check their numbers, they were much better at home against the run playing on artificial surface than they were on grass. They're also much better pass rushers on artificial surface. That's, I think, the problem they're going to have Sunday's ball game. They're playing on natural grass, and if it's good and firm, it won't hurt them as much. But if it's soggy, a little bit soft, it could hurt them a lot.
That's Dick Vermeil. Willie, again, thanks for joining us. As a player, had to play up there in the Ice Bowl. You had to play on all sorts of different surfaces. What difference does it make?
Well, you're right. I've played on a lot of different surfaces, and I can tell you one thing, that a good running game, planned well and with good execution, will probably prevail for you. I honestly believe that any chance the Bears have to win is with their running game.
Jerry Kramer, what about you? And knowing that you had to get some leverage there in the Ice Bowl itself for that final big block, what insights into getting the right cleats, or, you know, what insight can you give us in terms of how the Bears or the Indianapolis Colts will have an edge on grass?
Well, you know, I think there's a good running game is fundamental to virtually any offense, and the better you run the ball, the better you pass the ball, the better your offense is. It's a very actually finely balanced, delicate game, in spite of the fact that it's played by guys who weigh 300 pounds. You know, a running back gets through here and he's almost tackled, he's almost grabbed, they grasp at him, and it's just really a very finely tuned exercise when you're out there. And certainly for me, grass was wonderful, and mud, and rain, and snow, and ice. I love the elements. I love to play in the worst conditions possible. I just thought that was wonderful. I really enjoyed myself. We had a huge rainstorm and a thunderstorm. I'm having a great time. But I never did get to play on the artificial turf, but I know that has been a difficult thing for a lot of guys who did. But to Nick, the strain on the joints is, comes on grass, it comes on artificial turf, it comes on any surface you happen to play on. The shoulders later go to hell, the knees, the hips, the back, a variety of different things, a variety of different problems. So, and that's what we're doing here today, you know, talking about our Gridiron Greats Assistance Fund, and it's the problems that are after football.
And it's been a really frustrating thing to see that all the things that we fought through for those two strikes. I was player rep for the Chiefs in 82 and 87, and it's great to see the health of the game. What I want to see is people embrace the fact that it's great for everybody. Tell me, Willie Davis, what your perspective is as you look at the health of the game. What can be done to help former players make sure that they live out their years in grace and dignity?
Well, I tell you, this has been the most puzzling thing to me of all. You know, the very players that kind of form much of what the beginning of what is now the big Super Bowl games and everything else, we paid a tremendous price for the success that exists today. I'm amazed that, frankly, players, our former players, are not taken care of better than they are now. The compensation as pension or whatever you want to call it, it's so inadequate, until it's hard to believe that somehow all the money that's being thrown around today is out there, and it could be such dire straight situations for players who dearly need some help.
And Jerry, it's not just a question of fairness. It's a question of compassion. But the money is out there. The average 10-year player in the NFL, when he retires and can collect his pension, gets $24,000 versus $175,000 for baseball players that have played 10 years. And maybe the economics of the game are different, but tell me, what can we do today to make sure that there is more justice, fairness, and, as I said, dignity for former players?
Nick, I've established an auction that has started this morning at 11 o'clock. I have a website, jerrykramer.com. where you can log on and make a cash donation of a few bucks, or you can go to the website and bid on items like Mike Ditka's championship ring from his NFC ring. Willie donated a beautiful picture of Willie Davis and Reggie White, a nice big framed picture that's signed by both Willie and Reggie.
I think I want that one.
Yeah, it's a beautiful piece. Joe DeLaMalier gave us his gold bracelets that O.J. gave the line when he set a rushing record. We've got a ton of items there, and we're trying to help out some guys. These are not guys that are, you know, that are living in a normal situation and just hard up. These are guys who are homeless, who are in the hospitals, who are having a really difficult time. And we can't impact the whole structure. We can help a few guys for a short period of time, but the Players Association and the league needs to step up at some point and take care of this problem. But in the meantime, tomorrow, I've got a boy in Dallas in the hospital with pneumonia, a good friend, played with the Packers for a number of years. We got a lot of guys that need help right now, so you can go on to jerrykramer.com and make a donation or check out the auction. Auction's going to be going for about 11 days from this point forward. We've got a wonderful Steiner Sports of New York, a major sports house, is donating time and money and services, and has been a wonderful help in this thing. So we've got quite a program going here, and hopefully we can do it for the next 3 or 4 years.
Nick, make sure that Jerry Kramer includes his wonderful donation of, Jerry lost his ring, and he got a replacement ring. Well, the replacement ring, he decided to auction it off, and it will be a big part of whatever, in the final analysis, we're able to raise as money.
That's an amazing thing. And if you go to the jerrykramer.com, you've got Dwight Clark has a signed football, Mike Ditka's 1975 NFC Championship ring, Lem Barney's autographed helmet. You've got all sorts of things. I'm donating stuff. I want that Reggie White and Willie Davis picture. I'm gonna bid on that one. I hope you do too, who's ever listening, because we take for granted what happened to these players. And for any of you, you're going to go there too. We're all going to get older. And to celebrate our heroes, not just when they can do something for us on the Redskins or on the Packers or the Chiefs, but to celebrate them now. To me, we have an obligation to do that. Jerry, in our last minute, what would be the final message you can give? We've talked about this before. We'll do this again. But what's the most important message down there in Miami you want to give everybody?
Well, I think that these guys feel like they're abandoned, Nick. They're out there, and like I say, they're homeless, and their medical bills have piled up, and they're financially distressed, and no one seems to care. And we are trying to let know that somebody cares. And the fans that enjoyed any of the games at any time, it would really be nice to let the guys know that you care and you can help out a little bit. So I encourage you to make a donation and get involved with this process. We're going to try to conduct this auction for the next 5 years, and we're working on some other things we can do to help out. But everyone can get involved, and every nickel, every dime is appreciated. So,
hey, Jerry, I'm going to make a donation right now. An orthotics company I'm beginning to work with, and we'll talk about this in the future. We'll donate right off the bat 100 free pairs of orthotics to former players as a way to support them as they are walking through their futures into a life that ends, as we said, with grace and dignity. But thanks so much for joining us today. Bless both of you, and let's work together to make this a much better reality for former players.
Nick, thanks so much. It's people like you that care. It makes a big difference with the situation.
Thanks, Nick.
Absolutely.
Appreciate
Willie Davis, Hall of Famer, Jerry Kramer. Love you, man. Love both of you.
All
take
right,
care.
Thank you.
Love you.
We'll be right back on Head Games on Sports Byline and Sirius Channel 122. Stay with us.